Good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening. I'm Kara O'Connor, and welcome to the Kara O'Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I received from my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is the call-in show. You can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to be specific. So the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819, and we open up the phone lines right after the first break. We have up-and-coming specials, free telecast next this week on Wednesday, free telecast on Wednesday, May 23rd. From 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time, this is telephone participation only. And even though it's free, you still have to sign up for it because we have a certain amount of people that the system that we use allows in. So if you know you're going to be listening to the playback number, you could sign up for it, but give those people a chance that are going to listen to it live. That's 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Those people on the West Coast can listen to it later, unless they happen to be free during the day. And what I'm going to be discussing is the series of attunements or healings. It's actually a healing modality that I call it downloaded. My guides gave me years ago, and I really thought it was going to be something that I used personally. And then as the teachings developed and became more and more sophisticated, I realized it's as I continued to work with the tools and the attunements with myself and with my friends and my family, I realized I was given it to be able to share with people. So that gave the birth of the body temple, master grid, and the fifth dimensional activations. Each of those are three different aspects, or three different teachings, three different classes, and they each address different parts of the energy field. So I'm going to be talking about that in the free teleclass. I'm going to give a little bit of the history, how it started in 1987, how it's a continuous teaching, laying the groundwork to our, what I call our original blueprints. And that's our energy field, where we are fully activated. Our luminous body is what the indigenous tribes call it, our light body, our energy field that's all around us, the etheric, the aura, is an integral part of who we are. It is who we are. We're all energy. And so when I call it the original blueprints, it's that part of us that's already whole, that's already healthy, disease-free, abundant. And the pathway to those blueprints are within our energy field. So the stronger and more open those pathways are, the more you have flow in your life, the more you see everything as an angel having a human experience. So that's what I'm going to get into, the hows, whats, whys of each class. And now is the time for us to remember that the only reason why we're here is to evolve, and that these blueprints help us evolve faster because they help us raise our vibration and to become a forerunner. People that listen to the show and other metaphysical shows are light bearers, they're forerunners, and this is a time of change right now, and it's time for us now more than ever to really take action. A lot of people are feeling this, and we can take action within our own life that is absolutely helping the world, because every single person that's raising their vibration, that energy goes out within your family, within your community, within land that you walk in and around, and also it goes out to the universal grid. So everyone does matter, and everyone's making a difference. So that's the free teleclass this Wednesday. And again, you do have to register for it. And if you aren't available to make it, you can listen to the playback number. We also are starting the 2012 Survival Guide Series 3. And as I promised, especially after talking about the gold coin readings, which are very, very popular, I was going to do a class on abundance and money and where we have blocks to that. So this is a series that I'm doing addressing just that, the money, the blocks. And so it's going to be Tuesdays on a row starting on the Tuesday, May 29th, and then Tuesday, June 5th, and then Tuesday, June 12th. And the first class we're going to get into is clearing the past. And the past, it really has where we hold our collective unconscious patterns of money. We literally have a collective money history that is ingrained and woven in our energy field of each and every single one of us. And then I'm going to talk about the main themes or blocks that people have, the themes of the blocks that people are still holding within their energy field that are still absolutely affecting people's ability to bring in money into their energy field. And then I'm going to discuss about the vows, the religion vows that people have in the energy field, and also I call it the never again vows. And so I'll get into that deeper, and that we're going to get rid of those, and then clear in the ancient past, the ancient blocks. And this is where we are getting into karmic patterns, and we're going to activate what I call the clean slate. So that's the first class. And then the next class, we go into what I call the future, and that's where we're going to discuss our greatest collective fear as far as the fear of success, how to clear out the generational patterns that are ingrained in our energy fields, how to get a look at our potentials. So many people talk about our infinite potentials and possibilities, and I'm going to really discuss and teach you how to tap into that energy, that potential energy, and how it looks in our energy field and how to make an intimate connection with it. The stronger your connection, the more you manifest, the faster you manifest. Activating what's called the front fibers, and that's our future. And then we're going to activate the feeling bodies. And that is the second class. In the third class, I called it the now, and that's where I discuss the postures, the energetic postures of the human being versus the human doing, the creating the energetic holy grail position. And I say holy grail in air quotes because it's literally our energy field. It becomes a container for us to hold more money opportunities. And it is, again, an energetic posture. Just like when you could go to yoga classes or martial arts and you learn all different postures, that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about an energetic posture. And you can see it within somebody's energy field. What the coolest thing is, I've had several people that have had gold coin readings, and they've signed up for other readings. And when I read their energy field, I can tell that they're doing the exercises and the attunements from the gold coin readings. And I don't keep a master list of who's asking what. Actually, when somebody has a reading, I kind of flush the information out because I would be on overload, and I consider what I do. I take it very seriously, and a way of it that it's sacred work, and it's not my job to keep your sacred information with me. So it's really exciting for me to see the attunement when the people have had the readings and they continue to work with the tools that I've given them, that how much it's working and how the results in their life. And so that's really, really cool. And that goes back to the Holy Grail posture. You could literally see it within somebody's energy field, within their blueprints, that they're bringing in more money into the life. And so that's the Holy Grail posture and how to be in balance of giving and receiving. So many people in this life, we are putting out more energy than we're taking in, and it's draining us, and we're putting out more electrical part of us, which gets us just fried and stressed. And then we start thinking that that's the normal part of life, or that's what we have to do as a certain age in our life. We have to go out when we're younger, we get raised by our parents, and then we have to do the worker bee lifetime where we sit there, where we have kids, and we have to go out and work, and then we eventually get to retire. Where all of that's all backwards, where we really are getting back into nature, getting back into touch with ourselves, and life isn't meant to be as much of a struggle that we have created it here to be, because we have really collectively gotten out of balance. And so this is when we're going to activate the Holy Grail within the energy field. So all of that is the third series of the series 2012 Survival Guide, Tools for Transformation. I'm going to be doing different series to covering different subjects throughout the whole year. And all of this is very inexpensive. The whole class, all three of them, are only $33. That's $11 a class. If you want only one of the classes, it's $15 a class. Every participant gets an MP3 of it. It is from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time, again, starting the Tuesday on May 29th. And if, again, you're not available to listen to it, you can get a callback number. You could come home from work that night and go in and jump on and get the show. And everyone gets to listen to it over and over again with the callback, but you also get an MP3 of the class and any kind of the notes and printouts that I make for those classes. So that's coming up next week, and it's really exciting. And again, this Wednesday is the free teleclass talking about the works that I'm bringing in as far as the an energy healing modality that's really absolutely strengthens the energy field. It activates what's called the fifth dimensional body, or it has many other names, but it's the luminous field, your energy field that's more light. It has more of the meridians open. Just if you compared it to acupuncture, when you go to acupuncture, they put the needles into the different meridians where your leaking chi or your meridian is slow. And when they put the needle in, they're opening up those meridians. And so that's when you think of that with our physical body, think of the energy body that's all around us and that goes through us. Many people have that part because they can't see it. So if our knee is swollen, it's obvious that we are having blocks and fluids are building up in our knee. But many people can't tap into the energy field because it's not as obvious when it's off balance or when it's totally blocked. And that's why reading your light stream or your luminous fibers or your luminous field is so important, because any kind of disease starts out, or any kind of block starts in the energy field around us, and then it eventually gets into the physical body, which again is still energy. It's just denser form of energy. But to clear and open yourself, you really have to address that etheric energy field. So the body temple, the master grids and the fifth dimensional activation grids are absolutely your blueprints to your, again, original blueprints. And my guides gave me that name a long time ago, and they showed me that as the original blueprints is our way back home, meaning going back into ourselves and being able to be, again, the angel having a human experience. Many people have heard that saying that we are angels having a human experience, but many people aren't feeling angel-like every single day, and that's our birthright. And so that's where we're going to give you tools to help get in touch with that. We're going to our first break. You listen to the Kara Connor Show. We're opening up the phone lines right after that. The break. A few minutes.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Internationally known, profound intuitive, Kerry O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Kerry has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading, or go to her website at KerryO'Connor.com.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, whole body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Kathy is in, and she's ready to see you now.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to the airwaves of talk radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time.
From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out.
Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Tune in, listen, learn, and laugh. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in. The Kathy DeBono Show, every Tuesday at noon, Pacific Standard Time.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Connor Show, and we have open phone lines to the top of the hour. So now it's time to call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Certainly will. And it's a pleasure to have you back on the air with us once again, Kathleen. And she is calling in from Seattle. She actually has a different question this time. It's a past life relationship question for you, Kerry. So welcome to the show, Kathleen.
Thank you, Benny. Hi, Kerry. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. So what's going on, Kathleen?
Well, I've been in a relationship for about 4 years, and last year we had we took a break. And I was just curious if you could tell me anything about how this relationship, about past life with this relationship, because I keep getting hits, I don't know whether to let it go or to let it evolve or what to do.
Okay. You know, Kathleen, it's perfect timing for this kind of question, because what we're finding out that until we really start working on ourselves and really start making changes and really step out of what I call the you complete me patterns, which most all of our relationships start, and I mean that's 99.999% of the world, we start with the you complete me patterns, and that's part of our karma, you could say, our collective karma. And then what we're waking up to, especially over since 2007, 2008, people have been hearing, feeling, sensing their higher self saying, look for the complement relationships. And those are getting out of, it's literally an energetic pattern where we look at each other and come to the partnership where we're two whole beings, and where we are very much trained in you complete me means, like, even people say, where's my other half? Where's my better half? That kind of thing. So you could say that for our first partnerships, until we really start again looking at our life and clearing out our old patterns, is that we have this complete me pattern. And our relationships are very karmic. A lot of different traditions, the Buddhic, the different shaman studies say that all of relationships are karma, and that it's unfinished business, that when we come in here and work on the unfinished business, then you could close things off, because it's like, I call it like an energetic hangover. That is, we're here to meet the people, we're here to spend some time with them, and then it's up, they call it the reason, the season, lifetime. So there's always a reason why we meet the individuals that we meet. They stay around for a season, and then it's debatable whether these are lifetime people or not. And especially, Kathleen, when I look at your energy field with your partner, and you said you took a break last year, you said?
And 11 was a time of separation, okay. But it was very turbulent and very hurtful.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. So what I'm looking at your energy is what you're going up to, what I call the fifth elevator, which is tapping into the higher frequency energies, the fifth dimensional energies is one of the words they use with this energy download that we're getting right now. And he's still stuck between elevator 3 and 4. So in the third elevator is representation of duality, chaos, living beyond the veil or behind the veil, and just really stuck into the you complete me. And as one person starts making a shifting and turning on their, let's say our energy is compared to a light bulb. When we go from the wattage from 100 watts to 200 watts, when the partner doesn't resist it and start putting up their wattage in their heart energy, then the relationship starts growing and it gets out of the karmic relationship patterns. And what I'm seeing with here is that you started putting your wattage up and he was afraid to put his wattage up. So you went up to 200, 500, and he still is hovering at 150, 300. And so that's what we're, again, all here to do. And if we remember that they're really the only reason why we came down here, each and every single one of us, was to evolve. And we can evolve through relationships. And relationships give us the biggest arena where we learn forgiveness, when we learn love. And sometimes we have to learn to let go and walk away and be willing to walk away, especially if we are finding that we're lowering our energy or not continuing to radiate and put our wattage higher and higher and higher, and that the individual consciously or unconsciously says don't grow. I mean, that's literally why I got divorced, because my husband said you have to choose between spirituality and your studies and everything and me. And I was said to him, you're competing with God. Who do you think is going to, you know, win here? And so, and I've seen many people that have said that, and I'm sharing that with you because in a way he's been saying that to you, that he's in, and underneath it all, it's the scared little boy that knows he's going to have to make change and take a lot of accountability and responsibility in his life and make major shifts. And so he holds on to what's comfortable, even if it's toxic and even if it's not feeding him the right kind of energy. And that's what you are. You're like the doorway for him to learn how to take in and feed himself with non-toxic energy. And we can't make anybody do it. We could point the doorway. We could shine a flashlight, but we can't push anybody. Just our angels and guides can't make us do it. And so, and are you talking to each other at all now?
Each other.
Are you talking to with each other? Are you still speaking with each other?
Yes. Well, yeah, but it doesn't feel right anymore.
Right. Right.
And so I guess my question is he going to step onto that elevator and go ahead, and or is it just
right now the way he shows his energy? He's got 80% into not stepping into the elevator and 20% in stepping into the elevator. And he could have a morning, he could wake up and have an epiphany, right? And the beautiful thing, Kathleen, is every single time that you're staying in the elevator, getting comfortable in the fifth elevator, really starting to have that energetic posture where you're clearing out other stuff, that energy, information will go to him whether you're talking to him or not, because those people that we have those karmic relationship patterns, we have a lot of tubes or cords to them, and so he could always decide to wake up. But the way he's holding his energy right now, as of May 21st, he's holding 80% not. And what this is an invitation for you to, for your part in this relationship, is to really start embodying this mantra my guides gave me last year. What feels light for you is right for you now. N-O-W is really capital letters when they showed me this mantra. And they said, start living by that. What feels light is right. And you said a key thing. This doesn't feel right anymore. And so start listening to that heart. And it doesn't have to make the other person wrong. You're just going into your heart space and saying, on a whole, because we all could have our moments, but on a whole, is this making me turn down my light? We will absolutely feel it. We'll feel that we're contracting our energy, and especially with all the new energies that are coming down, there's a real accelerated pushing and urgence, emergence kind of energy for all of us to wake up and clear out any lower frequency energy or situations or scenarios or jobs or dwellings that we're in, because the more we're in that faster energy, the more it makes things clear up. So what I'm watching with you, especially from now to August, you've taken three giant steps back, giving yourself more breathing room. It also allows you to look at the whole relationship in a bigger way. And the gifts that you gave to each other is for you, Kathleen, personally, to stand up for yourself and empower yourself. And then it looks like you're holding this big staff on your right side. So he came in here to help activate your right side of your energy field so you can get to know that part, because that's our yang part. That's our male part. And the more we get to feel, see, sense, and get to activate our male part, the more our energy field starts having this symbol that looks like the yin-yang sign, meaning being in balance with our male and feminine energy. And you helped him to activate his yin part, his feminine part, right? And so it served its purpose. It served its, like, see, presence going back and forth in the heart. And whenever I see the presence, that means there's gifts to be given to each other. But when the presence stop, and that there's a long stretch between the presence, that's when I know that the karmic contract is over, and that you could look at that this is complete, and that right now, again, he looks like he's having more energy, that he's stuck in the lower elevators. And so the more you can continue in that fifth elevator, the more you love yourself, the more you make the changes, the more you're willing to let him go, the doorway is always there for him to go up. But you'll be the first person to know if he did decide to step into it and push the elevator button door, because you'll feel it and see it in him. His whole words and verbiage and the way he looks and feels to you will be absolutely totally different. And that's the most biggest lesson for you, is to be able to say, I could go on and energetically turn my back and continue to grow and evolve and make connections and look for divine complement relationships in all your relationships. And that means friendships, work partnerships, all of that. When we surround ourselves with that complementary energy, it will become very obvious when we are lowering enough frequency for any reason. And that's what we're here to, especially during these times of 2012, for the rest of our life. We're all becoming very sensitive to the energies that are around us and where we invest our energy. And then even asking ourselves, is this a wise energy investment, or am I leaking my life force? And then the more we say that we're leaking our life force, then we want to realize it, saying, hey, we're here to have a physical body, to have a finite experience as infinite beings, but to enjoy that finite experience. And so it goes back to that mantra, am I having, if it feels light for me, it's right for me now. And if it starts not feeling light anymore, it feels heavier and heavier, then to be able to back yourself up and to be able to step out of the relationships, because it just doesn't feel light or right. Because as a past life, the one that you guys are getting profoundly affected with is the past life where you guys had a responsibility, where you in particular felt responsible for him. You came in as the older sister. He was the younger brother. There's no parents around. And so there's a real, real push on you having to take responsibility for him. And so a lot of times people have energetic hangovers where they are feeling again that responsibility with the individual. And when that happens, we can get have an energetic hangover where it's like really affecting that life. So really look at where responsibility is in your relationship, and if you take on too much responsibility, and that's really important for you at this time right now.
Yeah, I did take on way too much responsibility during the whole relationship, and it just, it was so completely draining, and it caused a lot of resentment.
Exactly, exactly. So that's where you're identifying, saying, okay, this is the gift of this relationship. It taught me that too much responsibility is not balanced, and everything is about balance, right? And so then you're taking the wisdom from the relationship and leaving the pain part, and then so you're not going to have to experience the next relationship. You're going to go in there and have a balance of responsibility. And especially when I look back in your incarnational experience, I'm seeing you guys had hardship there where you had to look for food, clothing, that kind of thing. And again, you felt very responsible for him. And I'm watching you. This is over in England and the UK. And it was just during those times of extreme change where you had comfort, because I'm looking at your clothes, and then all of a sudden there was like, think of it as like when the depression dropped and people just lost everything. So it was similar to that experience. And this is where, and especially if you had comfort and then all of a sudden you've lost your parents, you have lost your home, that's extreme. So that would cause a lot of cellular post-traumatic stress is what I call it. So getting stuck in that. He's getting stuck in the extremes, the addiction of extremes, and also you owe me, you owe me, you owe me is what his energy says. Not only you, but just like life owes him. And then when we realize that with our choices, what we put into life, we get back to life. And if we have the you owe me, it like creates a energetic, it's like a tightness where it causes a lot of static, so things don't flow as easy. So knowing that there's a responsibility, you're clearing the karmic patterns from that, and again, being responsible for yourself and then feeling a good foundation underneath yourself, and especially with him, feeling that you could go above. When we've had relationships where it was a sibling or a child with ours, sometimes those relationships are hard to release from, but realizing that this energy is coming down, allowing us to have a clean slate, new beginnings, clean times, new times, and that's what you're going for, okay?
Okay.
And thank you very much. Thank you, Kathleen. I heard my little cue there, and so we're going to go to our break and go back to those phone lines. You'll listen to the Carol O'Connor Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Carrie O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Carrie has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading, or go to her website at CarrieO'Connor.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2127. 2011.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to citysolveurbanrace.com.
Welcome back to the Kara Connor Show, and we're live taking your calls. So you can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines?
That is correct, and we will do that. Cora is now calling in from Kirkland, Washington. She has possibly or potentially met a new housemate. She wants to know, Carrie, if this is the right one for her to, I guess, move in, be a housemate. So, Cora, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hi, yes. I've been looking for a house share situation, uh-huh. And yesterday I met a lady, and she liked me, but I'm not sure about her energy.
Okay, what's her first name?
Kate.
Okay. Kate's, when I tap into Kate's energy, she's got a lot of green around her energy field, which is like the natural teacher, helper, healer. I understand what you picked up on it, because there's an inner, like, nervousness to her, or there's almost like a puppy dog kind of energy to her, where she could, I just saw a puppy dog kind of, jumping up on a little child and kind of licking a lot, so her energy could feel a little bit sticky. Is that what you were picking up on, Cora?
Yeah, a little bit needy.
Yeah, needy, sticky, easy to please, eager to please, that kind of deal. But when I look at her energy, she's got more symmetry than asymmetrical patterns. And so there's a part, Cora, where if you can rein her in, just think of her again as a puppy dog, where you not let tighten the leash, but just kind of give her directions. Just like be clear with what the boundaries of what you want in the house, what you don't want in the house, and that you're not going to be the counselor, that you're, you know, that you like your space. And if you give her this, and it looks like you're handing her this symbolic outline of the house rules, and again, it's clear with boundaries, and that she has this, again, eager period where she's willing to really work with it or work with you with it to try to be a good housemate, and that green energy, it means healing for both of you. And have you been looking through a couple other people, and you haven't really cared for some of the people that you have connected with? Is she the first?
No, this is the first interview I actually got to go.
Okay, all right. Well, I was going to say, if there's, I would put her in a list, right? And she's definitely in a maybe category, and maybe on more toward maybe yes, and in that kind of category. And if you check out other people, and I was seeing two people coming in that you kind of instantly say no, they're a little bit too heavy, or they're a little bit too talkative, that kind of energy. And so that's why she looks pretty good as far as she looks like a really good candidate. But if you have some time, I would definitely encourage you to, you know, check out other people and interview them. And with the main thing with her, again, is that eagerness could come off to you as feeling like a neediness, and that neediness with you could feel like it could pull you down. But I also see that she's trainable, meaning that just like an eager puppy that is like wanting to please, that if you just tell her the guidelines, that she would be listening. She's not one to not listen to it and then just kind of turn the energy around. So I definitely have that discussion with her.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Cora.
Yes.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, thanks, Cora, for calling in. That leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And the phone lines are open for you, Carrie.
All righty. Well, I want to just talk about this energy that's coming in right now. We have the eclipse today, and that eclipse energy is a new moon energy. And I know they said at dusk in the West Coast they were able to see it, and that everyone's not going to be seeing it, but everyone's going to be feeling the effects of this energy. So what we want to remember is that the effects don't only happen today. They affect us the days before and days after. And an eclipse brings on an extra intensity. So if you're feeling The intensity of, like, a lot of people I've met over this weekend said that they've been feeling like they're, something's going to pop, or that they're going to pop, or that they just feel like something's got to give. And what they're picking up on is the energy of intensity. But when it comes with the new moon, think of the moon invites us. The new moon invites us to have new beginnings. There's a new beginning theme here. And so if you're trying to manifest anything down from a new job, a relationship, or bring newness into your life, because we're heading towards the summer solstice, so we're changing a whole season, getting into the summer, and the summer solstice is proves to be very, very powerful the last couple of years, and so you want to be able to work with these energies, and the more sensitive you become, the more you're much more aware of when Mercury goes in retrograde, when there's a new moon, when there's a full moon, and again, the eclipse means that there's an extra intensity with that with the energy patterns. So for yourself, you want to, again, step into this place where you're looking at, in your life, all the aspects of your life, job, career, money, relationship, health, where you want to, where you're leaking energy, where you're literally leaking your life force, and you want to clear that up. Work with this energy, because if you don't work with it and you contract down away from it, it can feel like it's there's an extra nervousness that's in the air. It looks like a lot of electricity going into people, and they could feel like it's shocking or shocking them. And what it's really asking for is to have you open up as far as on an energetic level and clear out those past patterns and get excited about the new moon energy. And because we want to remember that we're co-creators. We are creators of our own reality. And with every thought, word, and deed, that we are creating our future. And the energies are speeding up. And so people are noticing their creation faster and faster and faster. And the first thing people notice is what they don't like that they're creating. So with this new moon energy, you could look at those things that, again, you might not like that this is being presented to you. But when you work with the energies and take accountability, responsibility, it's like a great big flashlight, let's say, going into your money corner. And let's say that you're feeling way too nervous about money. You're tapping into money scarcity and fear, and that it's affecting you and it's making you hold back on opportunities or becoming frightful and not sleeping. To understand that this is part of a pattern that's being affected by to everybody right now, and that money is, like everything else, is energy, and that money does allow us to have experiences in this physical 3D world, but it's energy as in everything is. And so it's all about that fine balance, being able to give and receive and be able to make sure that you're receiving part of your energy field, that left side of your energy field is open to receive, and that you're not giving out too much. So when we have an awareness and that we're working with the planetary energies that are going by, because they literally create a pattern. And when we go back into our history, governments used to look at astrology, and they would make major meetings and when to go to war, when not to go to war, by looking at astrologies, looking at the moon. So this isn't any new age thing. This is, again, has been very, very appreciated science. Astrology is very scientific, to be honest. And so the ancients knew about it, the ancient Greece. They absolutely would not have an astrologer on their it was part of their team, part of their government. And so we forgot about that. And then even when Reagan, I know, got caught by going to an astrologer, he was made fun of, but people started saying, what the heck is the president of the United States going to an astrologer? But that's using and working with energy, because everything is energy patterns. There's different influences that affect different parts of our life at different times. And so this energy now is a real emphasis on new beginnings and being able to have a work with the energies that it's like giving extra Miracle-Grow to your dreams. Think of it like that. And so you're directing the Miracle-Grow of where you want it to go. And so if we're handed Miracle-Grow and we don't know what we're doing, we kind of just spread it everywhere so we could get it into our worst nightmares and start spreading nightmares, fears, instead of our dreams and our desires. And so when you're starting to take direct your life force and say, this is what I'm feeding with this Miracle-Grow energy, because this Miracle-Grow allows things to take root, to get rooted into the ground, to get rooted into the physical 3D world, and then we start having those experiences, then we feel what it feels like to be directing our life force in an empowered way. And this is what each and every single one of us are doing in a conscious level or unconscious level. And when the more conscious you are of it, the more you feel empowered. And then you live by that mantra, as I told Kathleen, what feels light for you is right for you, and really go into the feeling, not into the emotions, because our emotions tend to be contracted in it, they have a lot of fear. Feelings look very symmetry, have a more symmetry pattern, symmetrical. They have much more flow in the within the pattern. So we're being invited, all of us, individually and collectively, for us to step beyond our limiting patterns, step beyond our history, our his or her story that profoundly affects us. And then when we're able to step beyond it, we're able to really be here now, meaning being very present, and to be able to look at things much broader is what I say. Meaning, I saw an image when I was meditating the other day of imagine standing on a balcony where you're looking down at a landscape. And when you're looking at your life as an observer, as on the balcony, you can see things on the front of it, the back of it. So you look at things more holistically, or you look at things with a much wider view, a perception, so that will allow you to say, hey, am I being influenced by my fears of the past? Is that making me stop and contract my energy and not step forward in my future? I've heard so many people having feet stuff, toe stuff, leg stuff, knee stuff, injuries, where they're banging their toes down to breaking their toes and ankles consistently, more in the last 6 months. And what they're starting to recognize is that that's a big sign from their body saying to them, wake up, you're afraid to move forward. That's foundational energies. Feet, ankles, to knees all represent moving forward, our ability to move forward. And our messages will come down to the physical, because everything starts in the energy, as I said earlier, in our energy bodies, and it eventually goes down to our physical. So when you're starting to hump, like bump or scrape one side of your body or one part of your body more than the other, it's really it's letting you know how you're directing the energy. So we're going to go to those phone lines. We're going to go to a break. You listen to the Caracon Show. Be back in a few.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net. Or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com. Come and book your reading today.
What would it feel like to let go of a painful story that causes suffering? Discover how love is greater and more powerful than fear, anger, doubt, worry, or grief. Superior to any story about your life that causes suffering, there is a story of love waiting for you. Can you imagine a story without judgment? A story of forgiveness? A story that releases I can't and proclaims I can. Imagine a story where you let go of what was and embrace what is and create what you want for the future. The first 25 audience members to contact Dana at danafrost.com and inquire about the Pay It Forward, Pay What You Can coaching promotion are invited to a one-hour power-packed coaching session or two 30-minute coaching sessions. You simply pay what you can afford to pay. In the subject line, please input Pay What You Can coaching inquiry.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show. And we're taking phone lines to the top of the hour. And speaking of phone lines, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Okay, we've got Linda in Seattle, and she has a relationship question for you.
Very good.
Linda, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Hi, Carrie. Interesting, just before the break, you were talking about broken bones and so forth. I also have a fractured ankle, left ankle.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
I've heard that from so many people, down from young people to all different age groups, of their foundation, anywhere from their hips to their bones. I've had people that just got an accident, broken pelvis, all the way down to the whole side of their body. So that's interesting that you have your left ankle being fractured, and that the left side is our feminine side, it's our moving head side, and you're asking about relationships. So what's going on with the relationship, Linda?
I'm not in one now. I've been separated from my husband for over 2 years. Part of moving forward, I think, is actually filing papers.
Yep. Yep.
Are ready to go. I just haven't done it. So that could be part of the moving forward for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You could be separated, living separate, and sometimes I've had clients saying, I haven't even talked to my, you know, ex-husband, we just can't afford to get divorced, or blah, blah, blah. And when you look on an energetic level, there's all these tubes that are connected, and there's lots of conversation, even though there might not be physical conversation. And when I'm looking at your energy field in particular, looks like this great big hook is coming in right into your third chakra that's connected to his energy. And so when I see a hook, it deflates the third chakra, and then your shoulders go forward. And third chakra is all about self-esteem, self-worth, see the subconscious. And when your shoulders go forward, it deflates the long heart energy, and that even doesn't give a lot of as much energy as you can be taken to your heart's desires and give air to it, give energy to it. So think of this as a perfect time right now, especially from now to June. I'm seeing you taking this turn, and it looks like you're turning your body left to the left, going, taking your arm out and making a 180-degree turn, which the clearing out the 2 to 4 feet around you, which is really a lot of emotional patterns. I call it the emotional cyst that looks like in your energy field that are connected, especially to your husband. And as you do this, it's going to give you breathing room. Your shoulders go back. Your arm, it looks like your third chakra has the sun that looks like it's going to be able to blare through it or come into it, which will give you passion, excitement, energy, and that to be able to move forward. Because when I say, Linda, move forward, the first thing you show me is it looks like your shins disappear from your knees under. So that's real core fear of moving forward on both legs. And this goes back to patterns way before your husband. This goes to you when you're 1 to 3 years old, or 1 to 2.5 years old, your foundational energy. So this is where you're taking that little 2.5-year-old, putting her in your heart, because that's the wounded child aspect, which is connected to our fears, our karmic patterns, and all that. And as you do that, you're letting her know that she's safe and that she can stand on her own and in the world on her own. There's a sense of vulnerability of I'm not safe, and I'm just seeing this umbrellas being formed around you, so the little girl in you can feel safe and protected and energetically backed up. And as you do that, you'll be able to file those papers. And because when I look at your husband's energy, he could let this go on as long as, there's no rush for him to go to filing any papers. So that leaves you in a holding pattern. It's like you're in a durable ride going around and around and around, and that's and you're ready to get off that durable ride, okay? When I see
that
you're... Yes, Linda.
Yeah.
Did you hear what I said?
No.
You didn't hear what I was just saying right now?
No.
You didn't hear anything that I said?
Oh, yeah, I heard a lot of what you said. But
okay, all right. Do you understand what I'm saying then?
About the gerbil.
It's the gerbil ride and all the stuff I was saying before. Your shins look like they disappeared,
yeah.
And that goes back down to really having core belief of feeling vulnerable and all that. And so the more you feel... again, protected. Literally feel when you meditate in the morning and do energy exercises that there's a pulsing behind you, and feel this great big, like, warm hand behind your back in particular, right around the whole bra line area, and just feel this pulsing. And that will be really important for the little Linda that is wants to make sure that she's going to be protected and feels that she's backed up as she moves out. And so, and when I look at your husband's energy, he's again in no rush to file things because it's just serving him right now. So this is where, especially with the energies of June coming up and seeing that you're saying, all right, I'm done with this holding pattern and I'm ready to move ahead. Have you been to the lawyer? All you have to do is file the papers.
Yeah, all I have to do is file the papers.
Yeah. And even think the last 2 years, the holding pattern served you and it served him and allowed you to really get in touch with this 1 to 2.5 year old. And it goes down to core issues of what I call right to life issues, which is entitlement, self-worth, self-esteem, and that you are saying, I am entitled to have all my relationships, have flow, have that presence thing that I was talking to Kathleen about in the beginning of the show, where when it feels light for us, it's right for us. And when that light gets into heavy, dragging energy, then we want to be energetically flexible or back ourselves and empowered enough to say, okay, I don't have to make it wrong. I don't have to make it right. I'm taking the wisdom from this relationship, and I'm closing it off, and I'm closing the past part of where we're still leaking toxic energy to each other, and I'm making a new self. It's like you're standing in this new doorway, and this new doorway has all gold around it, and that gold will allow gold and opportunities and stability for yourself, and as you feel that, you'll be feeling like you're going in the right direction for yourself. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Very good.
Thank you so much,
You're
Carrie.
Welcome, Linda. You're welcome. Okay. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
And now we go to back to our phone lines, and we have Sherry from Auburn calling in, talking about a possible court settlement. Sherry, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi there, Carrie.
Hi.
I wanted to know how I'm doing with the energy of money, whether I would accept money. I want to make sure that that's accurate.
Okay.
And I feel like my lawyer has talked about a settlement that would be too low compared to what I've spent.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to get your feeling on it.
The first thing you're bringing me to is a whole bunch of 9999s. Is there something that's connected with September with this? You just brought me to the end
there
of August, September. So just think of when I'm seeing the nines, that means the ending of a cycle, the ending of a pattern. 999s are, especially when I see 911, that means endings of a cycle that allows new beginnings with mastery, right? So all of that is really good signs. And especially when I'm looking at the energy of by end of August, September, it feels like you're a new person, that you're standing in front of a door, a good 2 to 4 feet in front of the door. In that doorway that you're passing through right now, it has to do with the settlement, right? I do notice that there's like a squeeze or indent or a tight fist. So you said the settlement that the lawyer's offering, you feel it's too tight to that they could give more?
No, we're just talking about possibilities. There's nothing, but when she mentioned a lower settlement, it just seems too low.
Okay. All right.
That's my lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. What I keep on seeing with the settlement, it looks like a fist that has, you know, they show the commercials of somebody with a tight fist with a dollar being stretched all with it. And what you're doing and within your energy field is loosening up that tight fist. So that's on an energetic level. You're putting out the sign, the message of where anybody could be tight or go low or low ball, that you're opening up the energetic fist, and that you're also showing a sign of your fist being open and having money coming in and through it and being able to take it in. And did the lawyer say something about realistic, like a ballpark number between, you know, did she get into that yet? Okay. And you're saying that one realistically you feel is too low?
Yeah, the lower number, the highest fine.
Okay. All right. Well, I would definitely... when I get into the energy of it, you might have to put your energies down a little bit, but I'm not seeing you down at the low part. You know what I mean? So part of it was preparation, you know, of saying, you know, this is the high, low end, high end. And I'm not seeing her going for the low end either because it's not going to serve her. But there is a part where I see that you might have to bend a little bit, you know, not tremendously, but bend somewhat. And sometimes, sure, we have to ask, is it worth my cellular tissue? Is it worth my time? Which then goes back down to money. And then because I'm seeing you, when you weigh everything out and that you could have a check presented to you very, very quickly versus like I see like this energetic arm wrestling that could happen if you if there's just like a non, where the agreement can't be met, that you have to ask yourself, is this worth, again, my cellular tissue, is my freedom and being liberated from this whole situation scenario worth lowering the high end a little bit? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense.
Okay. So,
yeah, and I do feel like it's the end of a cycle.
Absolutely. So you're standing, when I see somebody, it looks like they're in a shower and there's nines all around you. It's not only about this case, it's the end of a cycle. That's a whole karmic cycle. It goes back literally lifetimes, and that's when I see the mastery numbers. And so pay attention to seeing a lot of 111s and 1111s all in and around you. It's your higher self, your guides, your angels saying, hey, Sherry, you're ending this major, major cycle, major karmic cycle, and you're beginning new beginnings. And that 11th sign is with mastery, meaning learning from the past, taking the knowledge from the past. And as you do that, it empowers you. And then I see your whole third chakra down to your root chakra. It looks like you're energetically pregnant, 9 to 7 months pregnant, which means now over the next 2 months, you're rebirthing yourself. And congratulations. And I heard my cue, which is the music. And so I'm going to say, may you align with the divine, and I'll be back next week taking your calls. You'll listen to The Kara Connor Show. See you next week. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Kerry O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Kerry has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading, or go to her website at KerryO'Connor.com.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Kathy is in, and she's ready to see you now.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to the airwaves of talk radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time.
From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out.
Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Tune in, listen, learn, and laugh. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in. The Kathy DeBono Show, every Tuesday at noon, Pacific Standard Time.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.